Well, what you're saying is partially true. It's certainly true that the election of Donald Trump and his statements on racial and gender issues have emboldened lots of people across America to come out and behave. But it's only indirectly responsible because one of the consequences of this is there's been increasing kickback from people who are saying, you know, realizing that business as usual isn't tolerable and that they are sort of fighting back and stopping. But, you know, it's interesting to note that what's disturbing about these allegations is many of them historical. So the question you have to ask is, why are these people coming out now? And obviously somebody turned the tide, and certainly in Hollywood, it appears that these people have been perpetrating this type of gender disparity and harassment for decades, and everybody went along with it. And, you know, one can't help being a little cynical and thinking, well, if this is what it took to become a starlet in Hollywood, then everyone who succeeded probably went along with it, and which is a disturbing thought. And then the question is, why are they coming out now? The other cynics would say that many of the people against whom these allegations are being made are, past their prime. They're not in a position to dispense patronage anymore. So it is easy. You know, the good news is that it's making such behavior move from being acceptable and the norm to unacceptable and reprehensible. But there comes a time in all of these things when it just goes beyond. Look, there's a witch hunt. It's now assumed that an allegation must be true ipso facto. The normal rules get thrown out the window, so there's an overreaction. And as for the politicians, you have to remember that John F. Kennedy's behavior, the revered saint of the post-war presidency, John F. Kennedy, was somebody who entertained escorts provided by the mafia in the White House, and is still the lionized hero. But, you know, he's fortunately dead, so it can't be exposed anymore. Bill Clinton was... obviously took part in many such activities. So there's a lot of hypocrisy to go around, since many of Hillary Clinton's supporters are amongst those pointing fingers now. But there is no doubt that on the conservative side of American public public life, there's a huge amount of hypocrisy, because you get devout so-called Christian fundamentalist ministers who are practicing sexual harassment, sexual abuse of younger people. When you read that the Senate candidate, people were warned in the shopping malls to keep their daughters away from it. But it says a lot about the relationships, of power relationships in a so-called democratic country, that such behavior could be tolerated for so long. So I don't think we can either blame or praise Donald Trump for this, except he's part of the problem, not part of the solution. But we should be glad that this is now in the open and being discussed, even if we watch out for excesses about it.